The DL Debate, brought to you by the Dry Arch Complex and 24-hour service station, Letterkenny. We're here for all your needs.
Check this.
Welcome one and all to the DL Debate, beaming out live from the famous Mountaintop Studios here. This is Highland Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Well, yesterday was Super Sunday as the Premier League wound down, and it was a Super Sunday for our hurlers and our ladies footballers. Later on the show, we'll hear from Marion O'Donnell on Donegal's opening day victory over Westmeath. And also, I caught up in O'Donnell Park yesterday with former hurling great Joe Boyle to discuss life in retirement and, of course, Donegal's epic win over Mayo, taking them apart by a whopping 18 points. But first, on Saturday evening, Monaghan rolled into Fortress McCool Park, desperately needing 2 points. 2 points that no one thought they would get. And in the end, it was us Donegal that were lucky to escape with a point. Monaghan, I'm sure, going up the road, ruining a host of missed chances. To discuss this and everything about the weekend's action, I'm going to be joined later in the show by Monaghan great Desi Moon and our own pundit Brendan Kilcoyne. But first, after the match, I went pitch side, which you're going to hear me say a few times, and I got the reactions of Donegal manager Declan Bonner, Monaghan midfielder Killian Lavelle, and top pundit Damien Lawler. Here's what they had to say. I'm here pitch side with an exasperated Donegal manager, Declan Bonner. Declan, I've been watching football a long time. That's up there with the craziest games that I've seen. Now, as I was saying to Damien Lawler, we were having a chat pitch side there. You know, the way the season has started and that, with so little time to prepare, this is what comes out of it at times. But what did you make of it?
Ah, listen, you summed it up perfectly. An absolutely crazy game. You know, any day you score 120, you expect to get over the line. Yeah. But when you concede four and possibly maybe another couple, you don't. And listen, somewhere in between there was a lot of madness, to be quite honest. From our point of view, we weren't good enough, Brendan, defensively all over the pitch, to be quite honest. We were breached far too easy, and you know, we've got to be better in our 1v1s. But on the flip side, you know, I thought our attacking play was excellent. I know we did kick a lot of wides today that we normally don't, but we still end up with 120. So yeah, it was a crazy game.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, from everybody's Donegal fans' perspective, it's as if when you come in, you've added this change to Donegal. We're such an attacking threat, and we seem to have unearthed a lot of forward attacking players and players who can play, set up scores and kick points. We didn't seem to have the conveyor belt of defenders coming through. That said, obviously, you know, Owen Baum was back today. I know he's just back in. You know, McMenamin, come on, sub. You know, Neil's still in there. I seen Paddy McGrath going across the pitch. McFadden Ferry's coming back. So, don't Donegal have reserves coming back in to shore up that defence?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're going to be needed, Brendan. As I say, we do need... it's getting that balance right, and we're always somewhere in between. And, you know, as I say, it's always brilliant to kick 120 in a game, and I say you normally would win. But you know, on the flip side, when you're conceding goals, and as I say, we were being breached very easily over the pitch, we just need to be better in those situations. And but normally we're not that bad, to be quite honest. And I think today, whatever, it was just one of those crazy games.
And if this was last week, if it was the first game, I'd nearly agree that's the first game. But last week we didn't see this in Healy Park. That's why it was such a crazy game. As you say, the only thing I'd say, Dick, is just the fighting spirit of the lads. You know, even when we went 6 points down, I thought, listen, we can come back, and that's what I think this team can do. They always can score, and as you say, hitting 120, they never looked out of it. And that last chance went into Patrick at the end. I thought if we could have worked the winner there. Now, that said, they had two or three chances at the other end. So the positive, I suppose, Dick, is that the never say die is in there. It's in the group, and Donegal will never give up. They'll keep coming back. I suppose that's the positives coming.
No, exactly, Brendan. I thought the attitude within the group was very, very powerful, because if you look at the game, you know, 3-4-4 down, 9 points down, and you're just waiting to get to half time to see, you know, can we get something, and you're hoping maybe get a couple of scores on the board, and then Langan kicks a great goal and we go on, and maybe 5 points down at half time. An important thing from our point of view, you know, it was just about trying to get our defensive shape all over the pitch right, and you know, making sure that we're getting the scoreboard taken over. We've done that at the start of the second half, but ultimately when we got back to winning 2-3 points, we conceded another goal, and all of a sudden, I think we were back down to 6 or 7 points again. But I thought the lads showed again real character. I think the guys coming off the bench, and you know, from our point of view, they were just brilliant. You get the likes of Paddy McGrath, Stephen McMenamin, Owen McNeilis, Jason McGee, Owen Bann, all back on the pitch. That was key for us, because those players are going to be needed down the line. As I say, ultimately we're disappointed. We're definitely disappointed with the way we defended today as a unit, and we need to get better at it. And as I say, that process will start again now tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and finally, just a last question, Dick. I know you're keen to get on. You've earned the spuds today. I'd say you're hungry. Dick, I was just thinking the this week now, what happens, Dick? Because people are wondering about championship so close. You've got Armagh now coming down the road. How do you marry between the recovery and training? What happens for the lads this week?
Yeah, no, listen, it's recovery tomorrow and Monday and back in on Tuesday night. And it's difficult. It's just to get that balance right, because there are a number of soft tissue injuries, which was going to be expected, because we had a very short run in, and I know it's the same for all the teams, but when you're given just over 3 weeks to get ready for a start of a campaign, when you get the lads back on the pitch, I felt we could have got back earlier, Brendan, to be quite honest. I felt we should have been back a fortnight earlier and to give these lads an opportunity. But you know, we're starting to find one or two niggles now, and it's just getting that balance right, and that's the medical team, and I say the S&C guys are working, you know, very closely on it to see can we get that balance right. But listen, as I say, we come out of here, I don't think I've been involved in such a match in McCool Park in all my time, Brendan, to be quite honest. And but listen, we'll take the draw today and we move on now.
Good man, take a deep breath and then relax tonight again if you can. Take all the best. Thanks, sir. I'm here pitchside with Monaghan midfielder Killian Neville. Killian, could you sum that up for us without using the word bonkers?
Yeah, it was fairly mad, alright. Suppose going ahead early on and then trying to push on second half. Donegal, I suppose, conceded a few too many points for our own liking and just didn't see it out in the end. But I suppose it's progression from where we've been, and that's what we're all about, is pushing on and pushing the next man on in the squad, make ourselves better.
Killian, just from last week, Donegal, good performance up in Healy Park, controlled the game against Tyrone. You lost by 4 points to Armagh. Everybody was thinking this was more or less a done deal. The performance of Monaghan, you know, during the week, it looked like you really worked on isolating Donegal's defence and using your pace to get in around them. I mean, the amount of goal chances, I think there was maybe 10 clear chances there today. I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I suppose it's Ulster football for you. It's any day you can go out, you can be beaten. And in fairness, we've a lot of good forwards, and it's just about working on getting the man off the shoulder and taking the right options. We were probably disappointed last week against Armagh, and the same again today, just in the heat of the battle, taking the wrong option, just not putting the final nail in the coffin, I suppose. So any day you go out in Ulster, it's a tough challenge.
Yeah, and what about McEnany? He would have been on the edge of his seat. I was thinking about him there. There was a few chances you had a chance to put the cushion between the sides, Killian, and towards the end, you know, Mulligan's chance, Connor's free, and I think Connor McCarthy then at the end as well. From play, it looked like if any team was going to win it, it was going to be yourselves, and that must be, you know, a bit of a sickener coming out of after everything you put into the game.
Yeah, I suppose any day we go out, we're here to win. We're not here just to fellow fixture, and you'd probably be more disheartened if you didn't have the chances to win it. We're making the chances, and hopefully as time goes on, we can capitalise and convert those shots.
Yeah, and of course you get great advice from your uncle Mick O'Dowd up there, Owen Monaghan. Hey, that he'll be scrutinising your play now, and of course passing down all that great football knowledge he has.
Yeah, he's probably watching last week the Armagh players, and then this week he's watching his own players. I'd say I've learned plenty from him. I'll keep him happy.
He always has something to say. Listen, Killian, thanks so much for joining us. I'll speak to you later. Good luck with the season ahead.
Right.
I'm here pitchside with Damien Lawler, a man that's seen no end of action over the years and covered so many games. And I'm fascinated to know what a neutral's perspective was on that game today between Donegal and Monaghan.
Yeah, so I suppose the perspective, Brendan, was it was wide open, entertaining game, and just lovely to see end to end, and maybe a bit innocent and a bit romantic to be expecting that every time you go out, but just to see Monaghan two men down pushing against G, trying to get the winner at the end. And I suppose Began's been coming out of the goals quite a bit as well. I feel now we're at a different phase of Gaelic football, and maybe the whole defensive thing, maybe it's just dying out a little bit, because both teams showed a lot of courage there today. But just to summarise it, first half I thought Donegal were wide open. Monaghan just ran. They kind of going around the house to get at you, but the little hand pass over the head and you were exploited. 3-4 to 4 points. I still didn't think Donegal were out of it. I know that's a mad thing to say. And then seeing Michael Murphy, it looked to be the left hamstring, and maybe watching him before the game, was he maybe working on that? And then I said, how would you cope without that man? And then asking myself at half time, would those goals have been scored if he was there? And he might have blocked the space, but the way Monaghan came at you with pace, he may not have had either. So I suppose you have to be very, very happy from a Donegal point of view with the finish. From a Monaghan perspective, they finished with 13 and yet they were looking for the winner. I felt they blew a huge amount of chances though, Brendan. They could have scored at least another two or three goals and probably two or three points as well. So I can't get my head around it, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, funny, Mark McHugh was going out there and he was shouting me, because I've been giving off a bit about defensive football, particularly club defensive football. He was shouting, is that what you want there? And I said, is there no happy medium? What we seen like last week, you know, was a fairly normalish game in terms of Donegal throwing, you know, both sides keeping possession, trying to break as we're seeing in modern football. What we've seen here today was crazy stuff, you know. Yeah. Both teams, there must have been, I'd say, 15 clear goal chances in the game. And as much as I suppose you're saying, that's why I was wondering about a neutral's point of view, from a Donegal perspective, crazy. If they're thinking of, say, having to tilt it in All-Ireland, you're not going to do a bit of defence like that.
No, for both teams, I guess, I'm just looking out on the pitch here, and like for Conor to get a hat-trick and to get the fourth goal in the second half, you're saying, you know, because I asked Declan, what did they do to try and shore things up, because he just conceded one in the second half. But like, it's not going to happen in the summer, Brendan, for any team like that defending. I mean, you're going to, you know yourself, you have to build from the back outwards, and even look at the great Kerry forwards at the moment that are there, but they're not going to win anything without that defence being shored up either. What do you do though? Like, do you that was nearly man for man there in many cases today, and do you filter back your defence en masse and just sit behind halfway again? Neither team set up like that today, you know. So, in a way, I admire both managements, because they're backing the players that they have. Monaghan have 620s there. They're full of pace, as you can see. And I'd say they're half saying, look, we're going to have a cut at this. And then you look at the Donegal forwards. They've never been a problem, Brendan. It's just the injuries have caught you over the years. But I do feel there has to be a hybrid here now between defence and attack.
And certainly, I suppose, as the season comes up now, Damien, we don't know what we're going to get. And in many ways, there's excitement to that, because for years, what we knew we were going to get, I mean, if Donegal played Monaghan, and this game had normally been around 10, 12 points, absolutely, 13 points each, four or five years ago, 6 years ago. And you would have been like, where's football going? Now we've almost got the opposite with it. And that's why, as we look into the season, it's so unpredictable, but that makes a lot of excitement for everybody as well.
So I'd say, like, okay, don't be whatever up McHugh having a roar at you after this game. We've waited a long time to get scores like this. Like, I mean, I think we probably should be realistic about it. Maybe a 2-12-1-11 game is probably what you could hope for come championship. But just to look at the open end of it, it's certainly for a neutral made it interesting from start to finish. I would be feeling that as the weeks go on, you're going to have a lot of soft tissue injuries. And I'd say Brendan Cole could be in a bit of butter. And I'd say Murph could be in a bit of butter. I saw the way he walked around afterwards. And that's where squad depth, Brendan, is going to really pay off. And Dublin have all the aces in the pack on that one. And it's going to be very, very hard to pin them back as well. But I was really impressed with your fight back there. You could easily let that game go. I mean, it was lash and rain. You were down a few points. Anytime you got near them, they pulled away again. But in the last 10 minutes, I think there were three clear again. And yet you came back. Used the mark very, very well. But look, at the end of the day, unless you get the back thing sorted out. But Declan was making the point, it wasn't just the defence. He probably wanted maybe more protection there from further up the field as well.
Yeah, certainly. We'll take an end to that on a positive note, Damien. Always to get your views. Thanks for giving us a word for the DL debate.
Yeah, look, I love listening to your podcast. I was actually listening to it on the way up. I saw yourself and Martin McHugh with the face mask on promoting it. So it's great to chat to you, Brendan. Anyway, you talked to me long enough for years as well.
Thanks, Damien. All the best. Now to discuss the weekend's action, especially Saturday evening. I still can't get my head around it, but these two men, being the experts that they are in the game, are going to help me do that. Two men who were supposed to be defenders but popped up everywhere in the pitch, kicking points with ease. If you can remember back to Kilcoyne's glory days, I can certainly remember Desi Moons. The two men are on the line now to discuss this and all more. Men, how are you today?
Good morning, how are you, Brandon? All good.
Good, lads. Great to hear from you, and thanks for joining us. Tell me, Desi, so many talking points from Saturday evening, so many turning points, a lot of plus points for Monaghan, of course, on the back of that defeat to Armagh. But tell me, how did you just go up the road without those 2 points?
Listen, it was a positive turnaround from the game the week before. Probably a lot of players had a wee point to prove. Few of them were taken off, and then they got a chance to start the match, and they started the match very well, the first half anyway. But listen, towards the end of the match, we could have lost it as well. So take a point coming from Donegal is, it wasn't a bad position either. I know Ireland got a good lead, but it's not always easy keeping them leads and playing that high intensity for the whole 75 minutes. So Donegal did well to come back in that match.
Did you think they tired a small bit, Desi? I know you were down to, we had a man advantage for a long time, and of course Began was very good coming out. I just sensed a few times, which is natural, Desi, that the Monaghan maybe sat on the leads. Now, they were big leads, obviously. There was a 9-point lead at one stage in the first half. There was a 6-point lead in the second half. I just felt they could keep scoring at Donegal if they had it. It looked like that always should be a good enough cushion, but as we know, football, there never is any guarantees, and Donegal somehow come back. And in saying that, you know, particularly I think Mulligan's fisted point was probably, you know, I know McCarthy had that late one, but Mulligan's fisted point probably should have been the one that maybe gave Monaghan that cushion. I know McManus had a shot from a free as well. But certainly, I was just thinking about McEnany, wherever he was watching the game, must have been thinking, come on, get us across the line, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, we probably missed a few chances. I know Manzi had that free kick, but then we had a few chances after we hit the crossbar, because he easily been a goal. And it's just when you don't take them chances, especially now with all the games, they're being very open at the minute, you're getting them scoring chances, and you have to get your percentage up and them scoring ratio up for you to see out the game. And if you don't, it seems to come back and haunt the team, because teams will give you chances to get scores, and then Monaghan were giving Donegal chances to get scores, and Paddy McGrady he's starting to clip his points over. But it was just unfortunate that them few scores didn't go over, and Monaghan could have seen out the game. Playing with 14 men now was very tough on the players, and you could see the manager and then changing the team around a bit in the second half to try and get fresh legs in, because Monaghan were running the ball very much in the first half and in the second half there. And you know, you pick Carlo Conlon, Ryan McInnes, you know, they're kind of the driving force there of the Monaghan team there on Sunday. A couple of them scores, Carr got in for another goal chance, and funny, Mr. McInnes, Ryan McInnes, you call him Mr. McInnes here, he's works in Largy College. He was saying he had a goal opportunity, but he was right to take the point out, to take the fisted point. You know, small wee things like that there could have seen out the game. But listen, to get that point up there is still good enough.
Yeah, it gets the ball rolling. Brendan, you've played and coached at all levels in GAA around the country. How are you now? You're in the management of coaching, Brendan. How do you quantify that performance at Donegal? Because you can't say, listen, 120, Donegal fought back, and there was very much plus sides potentially going forward. But every good team is built on defence first, Brendan. And have you ever seen a game that flipped end to end like that? Because I haven't.
No, and so we certainly haven't, watching Donegal this last 10 years, Brendan. We haven't seen a capitulation as such in the first half, like three goals in a very short space of time. And listen, you have to give great credit to Conor McCarthy. I thought he's a beautiful player. I've watched him down through the years with Monaghan under-21s and UCD. And, you know, we know the danger he possesses. But, like, often the situation here is you point your finger at your full back line. And in reality, Brendan, a lot of the trouble was coming from deep. Like Desi alluded to, Carlo Conlon, Ryan McInnesby there. Like, I thought they were fantastic, and they brought such energy to the game early on that Donegal really struggled to cope with them. And, you know, it is going to be a big problem. And, you know, the first job of a defender should always be to mark his man. And you look at that Donegal backline, you know, there's a lot of very attacking oriented players. And listen, that's fine when you're on the front foot and it all looks great. But when you're under pressure, as Monaghan put, with their pace from all areas of the pitch, like Stephen O'Hanlon, Michael Brannigan, Aaron Mulligan, you know, the pace and the two wing halfbacks in particular, that they were causing Donegal untold trouble. So they were. And Donegal didn't deal with it and didn't come to terms with it. And that was a concern from, you know, a man-to-man marking. Now, listen, Donegal, as are Monaghan, are only back on the field a few weeks, and they probably haven't had that much time to work on defensive structures. But that said, Brendan, you go through that Donegal team, they've all played before. Like, it's not that there's many new debutants there, or they know the story, they know the drill, they know how to defend. But it wasn't apparent on Saturday night, and it is going to be a concern for Declan Bonner and his management team as they look at that over the next coming weeks. Because you know, Monaghan had a plan coming in, and you could clearly, I was watching the game on TV, and you could clearly hear the Monaghan bench shouting, run at him on a number of occasions. So they knew that if they ran at this Donegal, I'm not only talking about the half-back line, I'm talking about the middle third, the midfield half-forward line, that they would heap pressure on Donegal. And that's how it transpired. And it is a concern. I think Donegal need to get a holding centre-half back that can control matters back there. And at the minute, I'm not so sure that we have one. Like, it's easy saying we need to, you know, get that. But, it's, you know, where is it going to come from? And that's an area of concern. Hughie McFadden, over the last number of years, Brendan, used to always be a great man to sit and control the defence.
Yep.
Now, I do take into account he took a heavy hit the week before against Tyrone, and he obviously wasn't at himself. But I kept looking, where was Hughie when all this was happening? And he wasn't in his normal controlling position at centre-half-back.
Yeah, definitely. Good points, Brendan. And Desi, just looking at the goals, you know, when Conor McGarty struck his hat-trick, right, the three of them, the composure he showed was unreal in terms of his finish. But leading up to that, could you believe the Donegal defender? Now, me and you played against each other a few times, Desi. If I got away from you, I'd be damn lucky. Now, if there was three Desi Moans around me, there's only one thing's happening. I'm losing the ball. Now, not only did Conor McGarty not lose the ball, but he had a free shot on our goals. Now, what Brendan's talking about there, he's right. You know, the likes of Niall O'Donnell, Ryan McHugh, they're not defenders. But when you're a county player, everyone has to have that side of their game in there. And Darrell Boyle was another guy who was back in around there. And again, Darrell's more, you know, he's more an attacking type player. But that ability just to stand up players and make them go back, at least make them recycle the ball, we don't seem to miss that. Could you believe how easily Monaghan cut through us on Saturday evening?
Yeah, no, well, funny enough, I was at the Tyrone and Donegal game the week before, and I did feel, I know Donegal had won, that was a 2-point win, but a convincing 2-point win, but they still let Tyrone in for for 8 or 9 easy chances that Tyrone didn't convert. I'd say it's not defensive what the problem is at the minute. Probably, you know, a lot of teams are letting high scores in. It's probably the art of defending. The one-on-one has kind of gone out of the game, because this last maybe 5 or 6 or 7 years, it's, you know, every man's back and every man's marking space, and there's about 14 men behind the ball. But at the minute, over this last couple of weekends, it's not like that. You know, you're kind of out on your own. You know, if your player wins the ball in front of you, you have to try and turn the ball over. But maybe the players have been used to having cover, having a sweeper back, or having two players back, that they're not used to that. The intense tackling, that aggressive tackling, that controlled aggression in the tackling. So maybe that, I know we like to work on defensive play, but maybe work going back to basics on actually the art of defending. You know, I remember marking you, Brendan, I think it was down in Oma, and I think for 2 weeks solid, all I was focused on in training session was one-on-one, because I knew how lethal you were on a one-on-one situation. You're a man that liked to get the goals. So that's all I would have worked on for 2 weeks, just one-on-one situations, or if I'm left on my own, I have to just defend for myself. So I think Conor McCarthy got in for that. Especially, I think there's three players around him for his last goal. Great goal. But again, that's just by he's not working on the skill in the training sessions, a bit like a forward. He works on his free kicks and his kicking skills. Well, maybe it's time for defenders, you know, to work on them one-on-one situations, because by the looks of it, it's going to be like that maybe for the championship as well, that it's not going to be every man back. It's going to be, if you're not scoring high, you know, we're not going to be winning this game.
Yeah, I wish I had put on a better two-week training then in that case, Desi. There was no getting away from you at that day. Brendan, that's interesting points from Desi. And what seems to be what's happened is, Brendan, the blanket defence has caused a weakness in one-on-one defenders. And now as we jump into the next phase of football, where teams have gone all-out attack, not all-out attack, but attack, in that time, the forwards have had to get better and better. And let's be honest, man, we've seen forwards hit a new level in terms of ability to kick points and scores. It's gone to a new level. So it's almost as in this time of blanket defence, forwards have been forced to get better and better because they're working off less space. Now as the space opens up, the defenders are way behind the forwards' ability. And that's why we're seeing these goals. I mean, goals galore. I mean, it was four. Kerry hit four the last night as well. The week before, there was goals coming every direction, scores coming every direction. Is it a question now where the forwards have moved so far ahead that there's a massive job to get defenders back up to speed to be able to match them.
Yeah, and listen, it goes back to the point Desi made and what you're saying yourself there, Ben. And I know from being involved in teams myself, like you're at training sessions the last couple of years, and you're coaching your forwards. If you get one-on-one, it doesn't get better than this guy's kind of, because we were so used to having so many bodies back in that defensive zone. So when forwards were encouraged, if they got the one-on-one chance, to go at their man and take him on. And listen, if it doesn't come off, so what? At least, you know, it's better than coming up against a block of four and four and four kind of thing, which was the case in a lot of scenarios. So definitely the quality of forward play has been astounding over the last couple of weeks from, you know, Donegal. We saw Tyrone at the weekend, you know, Darragh Canavan pulling the strings, you know, Darren McCurry, the Dazzler, and these guys. Like, and they really are getting a great opportunity to express themselves now because it's not that clogged defensive system. So, you know, without a doubt, it's a very valid point. But that said, you know, there may be an element of a free shot at it here, and I don't totally agree. I think it will, that teams will adapt and will get better at the defensive structure come championship, because there's so much at stake in championship, you know, and it's all built up to that. And they've had very little time to get their structure in place, that I do think you will see a more defensive, you know, that teams will have to, because you take it like Donegal going out against a Down or a Tyrone or a Cavan or Monaghan, they're not, you know, if you concede three or four goals like that in a championship match, it's disaster, like it's right off, it's good luck gear kind of thing. So I think you are going to see a modification from a lot of the management teams in that respect, because, you know, it is great to look at, and this attacking football is a joy, and it's a joy to watch for the public and all that kind of thing, but so is good defending, and we're not seeing a lot of that now. And again, it comes back to the point that they've been so well protected with numbers in the past that the one-on-one is an issue for them. So how do you combat that? You have to get a couple more bodies back at least. And that said, Brendan, like, you look at them, or the goals that Conor McCarthy got. You know, Donegal did have bodies back. You do a head count on a couple of screenshots on it, and you can see that they had the bodies back, but just the intensity in the tackle wasn't there. And again, that's probably comes down to the lack of preparation too, so it does. But I can't see a championship played out at that level that we saw at the weekend with the Kerry Dublin and the Monaghan Donegal game, because there's too much at stake.
Yeah, definitely. And you're right, Brian, that's a good point. Listen, I don't want to be critical of anybody at the minute, because from where county football needs to be and the level that it's at, there's such a small window coming into it. So I think that's given rise to some of these things we've seen as well. They just haven't had time to prepare properly or get fitness up to the right levels. That is surely a big side of it. Just from Monaghan's perspective, Desi, you know, obviously Peter Donnelly, you know, very highly regarded, stepped away. Conor Laverty, Donny Buckley come back in. That opening day, you know, left a lot of question marks, I think, in Monaghan people's minds. They just about stayed in the division the last couple of years, and you're thinking, where are Monaghan going now? After Saturday evening now, I'm thinking, you know, you've the likes of Mulligan, Jones, Lavelle, these guys, you had a great bench on Saturday night as well. There seems to be now green shoots coming up in Monaghan, and as I say, Buckley coming in, I think, was a huge plus to us, particularly losing the two boys. So, you know, you'd be positive this year that this team can do something, Desi.
Yeah, Donny coming there has been a great addition there. And then plus the fact they got Vinnie Curry back in as well, back in his selector there. He was on the line there. So I think that's a great coup for Monaghan, you know, a former player, good Monaghan man at heart, and he's a massive Monaghan man to the fore. So I think once players see a local man there as well, and you know, they'll give that wee bit extra too. The new lads, the thing about it is they're giving these lads a chance. They're giving these lads a chance. You know, the Jones, Kin Bell, another good game there in midfield. He performed well. He was marking Langan there, so Langan's turned out to be a big player for Donegal, so he kept him limited. That's what Monaghan's trying to do this year in the league. They're gonna try these players out, see can they get somebody along to play beside the likes of Manzi, and if Conor McCarthy can put performance in like that did in the first half, it would be a great addition. You know, you have Stephen O'Hanlon there as well, another man with ages amount of speed, that he'd come turned down into the forward line, he'd be very hard to stop. So that's what Monaghan has to try and do. You know, there's no point going back to the same players that we know about. We have to try and unearth a few new players and seek and stamp their authority on a championship position, because that will then make the squad stronger for Monaghan. You know, you could maybe save the legs, save the energy for the maybe the older lads of the group, and they could be coming on and finish the game and not finishing the game off for Monaghan. So I think Monaghan has been going good. I think they've done it right, because I've just noticed there are other teams are picking up injuries. You know, and some of the main players are picking up injuries. I've seen Michael Murphy, he went off injured as well. I presume he'd be saying mass every day this week up in Donegal.
Certainly.
Brian, yeah. I'd say you'd be saying your prayers every day.
True.
But, you know, that's you know, Monaghan, that's what Monaghan are doing. They're utilising the squad, and I think that's a smart move, because the championship's only around the corner, and if they're picking up injuries now, you know, it's going to be tight to make it for the championship, and you don't want to be going in into the championship with an injury, because it's a knockout game, and you want to be at full tilt and ready for that championship match.
Yeah, certainly, Desi. And of course, Seamus McNeaney took a Monaghan under 17 team to an All Ireland semi final, and some of those players now are coming through. He knows them well, which is important, and I think that type of continuity is very good in a county. Next up, Brendan, we're away to play our friends in Armagh. Could have very easily beaten Tyrone at the weekend there. The Stephen Campbell penalty miss, huge. I think Tyrone went on to hit them 152 points in the closing stages, Bren. And we don't, I mean, Donegal obviously don't want to qualify for a semi-final, the way I would see it, in terms of getting ready for Ulster, Bren. So it's a hard game to know how to play on Saturday evening.
Yeah, definitely, Brendan. And, you know, Armagh have made progress, and they're developing a nice style of team. So they are in the two O'Neills. You know, you look at Grugan, Oisin O'Neill and Stephen Campbell on the inside line. They can cause trouble. Like, Grugan is playing great football at the minute, and they have a lot of talent. And it was interesting, you know, just the point that Desi is making there, they did pick up a couple of injuries, definitely Forker, surprisingly playing at full back, and he will be a loss to them if he's out, if it is a hamstring injury, which it looked like. So they have issues in that respect. But, you know, Donegal travelling up the athletic grounds next Saturday is going to be a tough task coming off the back of that. But I think, you know, it's one that Donegal can embrace, that they can go in and maybe fix some of the problems that arose last week. And, you know, again, you know, Michael Murphy going off, I think the whole county sighed a breath of desperation when we saw him going off, kind of thing, because we know how important he is to the team. But to be fair, the lad stood up and they put up a big scoreline on the back of him going off, and we kicked some great scores. If we can just tidy up, you know, the defensive side of it, and definitely, you know, whatever about inside defending, the tracking the runners from deep is going to be key, because we saw that Armagh had some great kickers, and the pass from one O'Neill inside to the other for the goal that they got was sublime. And there's a huge amount of talent in that Armagh team, and it's going to be a big task, and might bring back great memories either of our last trip to the athletic grounds, Brendan. But listen, these games are opportunities, and they're few and far between for the management team to prepare the team for the championship come a few weeks' time. So they'll be glad to get out and to rectify some of the wrongs of last weekend and to tidy up the defensive side. We know the talent that Donegal have on the front foot. It's about tidying it up at the back, and that's obvious thing to say, but it really does need to be done, because, as I mentioned earlier, you can't be going out in championship and conceding them type of scores. Four goals, three goals in the space of 15 minutes would rock any team to the core. And again, credit to Donegal, they showed a lot of character and a lot of courage to come back and to stay in the game. But the Armagh challenge will be interesting, and again, it's one to look forward to. There will be further questions asked, and, you know, Stephen McMenamin come back into the side is obviously going to be a big help too, because he's one of their key markers back in the full back line, and he can take a danger man. So that will help things certainly. But looking forward to it, Brendan, and to see what changes Donegal make in their structure in order to cope with the issues that have presented itself over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, certainly. And it was a great weekend, man, I suppose, in sport. I mean, what a game Saturday night, you know, whatever you look at it, the entertainment was so high. Our hurlers in it, a brilliant performance. Our ladies won as well. You know, so we should be enjoying these things too, particularly after all the lockdown. And I know, Desi, your neighbours, Cavan, got off the mark after a beat by Fermanagh on the first day. And because of COVID, you obviously couldn't go to Cavan Down to celebrate their Ulster championship victory last year, which must have been tough on you. But Desi, just looking across, the one that's really sticking out for me now is Derry. You know, Rory Gallagher was here, and everywhere he's been, you know, Fermanagh, it's been blanket defence, you know, and it's been And Derry are coming, I think they're plus 36 on their scoring average or something like that. I mean, they had 5-13 against Fermanagh to 9 points. Can you believe what you're seeing, Desi? And is, you know, a lot of people looking at Donegal's path to potential also this year, down on the first day away to Newry. Now, down to Migomel, they lost again to Meath at home at the weekend, of course. But Derry, if Donegal were to get over that as the next, and if anything, they look like a team that could be a small dark horse to certainly maybe get to a final this year. What have you made of them?
Yeah, well, probably the Derry plus side, Connor Glass is back there for them, and McGuigan's playing well. But funny enough, when I retired, I said I'm going to try and get to a few other county matches, and we went down, I think myself and Vinnie went down to to watch Derry and Down play, and we sat behind the two managers just to see what their tactics were like, and both sets were very blanket now, but this year Rory has changed it around. He probably has got more of an attacking threat there now. You know, when that year older, he's, for his club, he racked up great scores. You know, he's a superb player. And then just having that bit of strength in Connor coming back there, you know, has probably reignited Derry there as well. And Derry will not be far away. I know they've played a few challenge matches and they're winning their challenge matches, so they were. So Derry look to be, have changed their game plan as well. They're probably looking, listen, we're not going to go out and winning games by 12 points or 13 or 14 points. So they're thinking, right, let's try more to attacking format here. And it seems to be when they have it, you know, their club football is very high level up in Derry there. So when they have it, when they have the players, why not try to utilise it? And I think that's what Rory's going to try and do now this year, especially with having Animal doing there as well. So I'm sure they want to be more positive in the football to do over the last year or so.
Yeah, well, listen, good to see you today, and that's what we want to see. We want to see a strong Derry back, as you said, Daisy. Their club football is as good as anybody. The talent is certainly there. It's just a matter of bringing it all together. The other Ulster team, Brendan, I had to leave this one for you. Your former homeboys in Sligo there, gone down by a point. 3 penalties in the game. I had a good chat at the end of McGinley last night. He was trying again to get his head around this match. Last week, he came from the dead to win against Louth, and this week again it came down to a 1 point victory. Listen, a plucky performance from Sligo away to Antrim, but just going down by the bare minimum.
Yeah, and I was following it on Twitter yesterday, Brendan, and it was up and down, and you were wondering which way it was going to finish up, kind of thing. And you know, apparently it was a great game, reading the reports on it, and there was massive excitement, and Paddy cut in and popped over a lovely ball with his left foot laid on, and the game last kick of the game. Sligo are making good progress under McEntee. I think, you know, he will bring a lot to the table, and they just lack probably a couple of players to play at a higher level at the minute. But it's good to see them competing hard, and you know, no more than McEntee going down to Sligo, I'm sure Gormley will do a good job above with Antrim. And It just makes it, you know, it's good to see these teams in Division 4 competing hard with each other, because irrespective of what division you're in, you're playing at the level you're at. And that's the beauty of the league, I suppose, that you're going every Sunday, you're going to go out and get tested, and there's going to be no major hammerings, or there very rarely are. So it's good production for the likes of Sligo and Antrim to be playing and to get a bit of confidence. Unfortunately for Sligo, it didn't come off yesterday, but going up to Belfast was always going to be tough for Sligo yesterday, Brendan, you know.
Yeah, good points. Listen, Desi, Moon and Brendan Kilcoyne, great roundup from the weekend, lads, and I'll see you at games to come up in the future, and we'll talk again. Thank you. And as I said in the intro, yesterday Donegal had a huge victory over Mayo. When you think last year they were going into the Nicky Rackard final as underdogs against Mayo, they took them apart 4-18 to 13 points. I mean, Declan Coulter, as ever, hitting 2-8. And a huge, huge match from Bernard Lafferty. You know, he was all over the pitch, had 4 points himself. And Mickey McCann, listen, he demanded a response from the week before, and with himself and Jamesy Donnelly and Gabriel O'Kane, you know, their trainer, they certainly got that. And I was lucky enough, as I say, to catch up with Joe Boyle, who was up watching the game, and get his viewpoint on watching Donegal from the stands, and also Donegal's performance yesterday. Here's what he had to say. I'm here in O'Donnell Park with former Donegal hurling legend. Sadly, had to step away. A man living in Mayo, but back up in Donegal this weekend to watch Donegal in a very convincing win over Mayo. How are you today, Joe?
Not too bad, Brendan, at all. Hey, strange coming on the gate there. We know gear room today, but no, the boys flew it there today. Hey, it's great to see.
And Joe, the decision, I know you're stationed out in Mayo. Listen, you've put on a huge time with Donegal, but just the travelling and young family, it was hard to fit it all in.
Just hard to fit it in, Brendan, to be honest. Hey, I was living down in Galway for a couple of years there, and I was commuting up and down as well, and then we moved to Mayo last year, and same crack, like, you know, up and down, but just took its toll, I suppose, in the body, Brendan, and everything else. Hey, and look, I had a good run at it, and I'm happy enough, and the boys are flying it, as I say. So,
well, you went out with a bang with that brilliant Nicky Rackard victory and that goal you put in the back of the net. They left the lads, Joe, so listen, that was the way to finish your career if you were going to finish it here.
Hey, look, hey, geez, I don't know what I was doing up there, to be honest with you, and I had a wee glimpse, as I say, before, and I said, geez, the goal's on, we needed a goal, and look, come here. I was lucky it went in, to be honest with you, because Mickey says, you're a lucky boy that went in. You know, he was telling me to knock it over, but look, we pushed on after that, thankfully, lifted the Nicky Rackard. Hey, special day, and as you say, good way to go out.
Fair play, Joe. And Joe, just on last week, trying to sum up, you know, brilliant performance, well, brilliant late performance against Roscommon. They snatched the one the first day, and then a bit of a hampering last week, and a bit sobering for Donegal, but what a rebound from a team here that went into that Nicky Rackard final with Mayo as underdogs, and they've given a masterclass here out in O'Donnell Park.
Aye, look, I suppose the first day out, the boys, it was hard for them to know where they were, but as you say, the last minute goal against Roscommon, massive 2 points. Last day out against Kildare there, I suppose, look, Mickey even said himself during the week, Kildare are probably a wee tier or two above Donegal at the moment regarding, you know, their development, like, so Donegal went down there, but I know from chatting to a few of the lads, they weren't happy with their performance, but today there, you know, there was a reaction. Mickey was looking for reaction, got a reaction, and I'm super 2 points today, because at the end of the day, we're looking to target our home games. We're proud of our record here in Letterkenny, and as I say, another 2 good points today.
Yeah, and Mickey won't be twisting your arm to get on the backroom team there at some stage. You'll have to get a bit closer to home maybe again.
I don't know, Brendan. Hey, I'm not trying to make eye contact with him today at all. I'm trying to keep the head down. But no, look, as I say, the boys, you know, I had a good run at it, hey, and the boys are flying out there, and it's time now for these young boys to step up, and they certainly are doing that, and I hope now they push on for the championship as well.
Top stuff, Joe. I wish you all the best in the future.
Thanks, Brent.
Great to catch up with Joe Boyle there yesterday out in O'Donnell Park. Now in McCool Park, Donegal ladies got their league campaign underway with a great victory over Westmeath, 2-13-1-7. It was tight at half time, 3 points in it, but Donegal blowing Westmeath away in the second half. And 2 goals from Neve McLaughlin was the big scores in the day, and she was player of the match. Fair play to Maxie Kernan. Mayo up next, and after the game I caught up with Highland pundit and former Terman and Donegal great Maureen O'Donnell to get her views on that opening victory. Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Maureen O'Donnell, a lady who has many a great campaign with Terman and with Donegal, and of course now doing punditry with Highland Radio. Mo, first of all, what was it like today to be back in the commentary box watching Donegal?
Brendan, it's absolutely fantastic to be back out to watching the sport, and it's very different though, the stadium without the supporters. I'm sure it's particularly a big difference for the men when they're usually used to having a crowded stadium. Like, I was chatting to Tom and he said the atmosphere and everything that is there would have a huge effect on players, even for the Donegal ladies there today. You know, maybe a handful of players in around a big empty McCool Park stand. So yeah, it's a big difference for them, but it's actually just great for them to get back on the pitch again, for these teams to get back out after maybe the whole winter spent training and preparing, maybe individually as well. So collectively, to get out in the pitch, it's absolutely fantastic to see them out there. And a 3.1 today for them going into the next 2 league games, it's really, really positive, Brendan. Yeah.
There's probably an odd day there. I would have been glad lap without some of the abuse was coming your way, which would have been my own fault. Maybe if things were going against you, the bigger the crowd, the more pressure on. But no, definitely, listen, missing fans big time, you know, Mo. Looking into today's game, first game back, at the usual adage, it was like a game of two halves. Mo, Donegal really coming to the fore second half.
Yeah, first half I would have thought that Donegal were just, I mean, Donegal are a slow starting team anyway, but I thought then maybe with the goal opportunity of 16 seconds into the game, it was Kitty Hearn that sent the ball through to Neve McLaughlin. She pinpointed Geraldine on the way through. what happened was Geraldine clashed with their keeper, serious enough collision, but the ball trickled into the net then as a result. So I thought maybe, you know, this is a good start for Donegal to get a goal under their belt straight off. But after that, they sort of fell back defensively and they couldn't actually penetrate the Westmeath defence. They were defensively very good, Westmeath, today. You know, they bunched and they protected that honeypot area. And I feel maybe going forward, that's something that Donegal need to look at, because teams have become very defensive over the last number of years. So and Donegal weren't patient enough in the first half. They were spraying the ball over and back, and then of course it only takes that one pass to go astray, and then Donegal's left on the back foot, Brendan, you know, and they Westmeath would have broke up the field, and then of course there was no other option but to foul. And you know, free takers are usually very, very good. This day maybe Anna Jones was off her game at the first half of the game. She started taking her free kicks off the ground then, which was more effective for her. But I feel that on a different day, those kind of mistakes and those free kicks will be very, very crucial going forward, particularly against Mayo and Galway. So Donegal can't be affording to give away free kicks handy enough on there. But that's coming from their forward attacking position. You know, when they're lost in the ball up front, they're caught on the back foot, Brendan. And that's what happened in the first half with Donegal. Second half performance, they were absolutely brilliant. You know, they attacked a lot more. Katie Ahern was very, very solid in midfield throughout the game. And of course, in the first half and the second half, she showed her capabilities to be able to put the ball over from 35 yards out the field, something that she is it's a great asset to her game and for Donegal, and it settles Donegal quite a bit as well, Brendan. So Westmeath weren't as good in the second half. They lost Leonie Archibald, would have been a big game, but or a big player for her up front. Some of their big names like Fiona Claffey, Leonie Archibald, maybe not on their game today, but it's early days in the league. You know, they just probably weren't as good second half, but then Donegal were very, very good in the second half. So
and tell me, there was a good spread of scores across the Donegal team. Nobody really stand out except for maybe Niamh, the two goals, but they were vital in the game.
Yeah, listen, that first goal obviously maybe a surprise to her as well, and then she scored a fantastic point after that. But her second goal was very, very well taken. She came away with 2-1 today, and probably player of the match, I would say. You know, very, very solid in her performance. Captain of the team this year. She's been in and out of the team in the last few years, Niamh. Maybe struggles a lot with injuries, but great form out there today. Absolutely fantastic. And she's serious pace in her game as well. As I said to you, Karen Guthrie got 4 points, I think, 2 from frees out there. Another solid performance by Karen. She's great left foot on her as well, which is a huge asset to any forward line as well. Geraldine there is right and left at times, but for a free taker from Donegal's perspective, it's great to have a left footed free taker as well as a right footed free taker. Or if Geraldine's not on her game, Karen's usually good from very far out as well. Suzanne White now for me was a new player. I haven't seen much of her over the years. I think that's Jimmy White's daughter. She came into the panel there this year. She got about 10 to 15 minutes towards the end, scored two absolutely fantastic points, Brendan, on her right foot. So looking forward to seeing a bit more of her, you know, going forward as well. So as you say, it was very, very spread out. Like Geraldine, you always expect Geraldine to be scoring on a game, but I think that injury sort of threw her off. We don't know yet what's to come off that, but she only scored 2 points out there today, maybe one from a free, I think, and one from play. She did hit the crossbar for a goal at one stage, but you could see she just wasn't off on her game today, you know.
Yeah, and Mayo up next, and you just mentioned Geraldine there. It was her 100th game today.
Yeah, and you know, maybe that had, you know, she got a lot of media coverage during the week. Not like her to take it on board or to even think about it. You know, Geraldine's a very modest player. You know, she thinks different to me maybe about going out and playing a game. And you know, I don't know I think the injury really got to her at the beginning of the game today and maybe threw her off. Because you would expect her to be coming away mostly with top scorer. But it's great for Donegal that they can rely on other players as well, and they're not relying solely on Geraldine. But yeah, it's great to see her out there in her 100th game today for Donegal. You know, that's a nice honour for any player to be going out, you know.
Yeah, brilliant. Listen, really looking forward to the season ahead, and I'm sure I'll be hearing more from you as it goes on. And Donegal's prospects for this year, Mo, what would you see as a reasonable prospect for the team in terms of bringing it on from last year, of course, when they came so close to beating the Dubs? Is that the step they have to take?
Yeah, listen, they will be sore from that performance. You'll remember that freak goal going on, you know, they probably could have beat Dublin on the day. Dublin, I'm sure, felt very lucky to progress further in the championship that year, last year. Donegal, we'd be hoping to see them to get the quarter-final stages of the league anyway. I'm sure Maxi will want to be getting as many games as possible and the run-up to championship. Very favourable draw there. The other teams in the draw for Donegal are Kerry and Galway. So I was speaking to Kitty Hearn after the game there, you know, and in the last few years they might have had weaker teams in the draw, and sometimes they think then that, oh, this is a great thing. But I think when you're looking at a draw like Kerry, it'll be very, very good, potentially good team going in against Donegal, and so will Galway. So I mean, they have their work cut out for them, Brendan, but they're definitely in one of the favourable sides of the draw, I think, and I think they could definitely top the group and the top two anyway. I'd say maybe, if I could call it, maybe Kerry might go out of that group, you know. Galway will definitely be in there, and hopefully Donegal progressing into the champ further on the championships this year. All Ireland wise, I don't know, be nice to see them get into the semi-final stages, and you know, if they can build a momentum. I mean, if any team builds a momentum, you never know what can come off it, Brendan. So it's nice to get back out there, to get playing. And I'm sure the girls are happy being out, back out playing on the field.
Well summed up there, Mo. Thanks very much for joining us on the Day of the Debate. Yeah, that was Mo O'Donnell. Great catching up with Mo. She knows the game, and I want to thank her for summing that match up for us. Fair play to you. Also to Joe Boyle, a previous contributor, to Brenda Kilcoyne, Desi Moon, Declan Boner, Killian Lavelle, and Damien Lawler. I want to thank Kenneth, as usual, for looking after me here, and Head of Sport, Oisin Kelly. I'll speak to you all next week.
The DL Debate, brought to you by the Dry Arch Complex and 24-hour service station, Letterkenny. We're here for all your needs.